breaded. Chapter 48, Moody's, in parentheses, MCO. Chapter 49, National Indemnity Company. Chapter 50, Nebraska Furniture Mart. Chapter 51, Net Jets. Chapter 52, Pacific Corp. Chapter 53, Precision Steel Warehouse Incorporated. Chapter 54, Procter & Gamble, in parentheses, PG. Chapter 55, R.C. Wiley Home Furnishings. Chapter 56, Richline Group. Chapter 57, Scott Fetzer Companies. Chapter 58, C's Candies. Chapter 59, Shaw Industries. Chapter 60, Star Furniture. Chapter 61, The Pampered Chef. Chapter 62, TTI Incorporated. Chapter 63, United States Liability Insurance Group. Chapter 64, U.S. Bancorp, in parentheses, USB. Chapter 65, USG Corp, in parentheses, USG. Chapter 66, Walmart, in parentheses, WMT. Chapter 67, Washington Post, in parentheses, WPO. Chapter 68, Wells Fargo, in parentheses, WFC. Chapter 69, Wesco Financial Corporation. And Chapter 70, Extra Corporation. Introduction. Goals. Moats is designed to be a valuable learning resource for investors, students, and managers of business. It can also be used as a starting point for discussions about real competitive advantages in business schools around the world. This book is about the competitive advantages of 70 selected businesses that Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger bought for Berkshire Hathaway. On the New York Stock Exchange, that's BRK.A and BRK.B. Most of these businesses are wholly owned subsidiaries. A handful of them are partially owned through large stock equity investments. Imagine these competitive advantages as protective moats around each economic castle. Will these economic moats endure over time? Over time, each customer makes up a part of that answer. Charlie Munger stated it this way: how do you compete against a true fanatic? You can only try to build the best possible moat and continuously attempt to widen it. The definition of moats. Moats are barriers. One of the oldest moats surrounded the ancient Egyptian settlement of Buhen on the west bank of the Nile River. During the medieval period, the kings of Europe would build wide and deep trenches filled with water around their castles. These moats were built as single or double protective barriers against invading armies. In business, we think of economic barriers that can both defend and injure the invading competition. When I started this project, I searched the internet for images of castles with moats. Interestingly, I learned of Berkhamsted Castle and its double moat. You can find this at www.berkhamsted/castle.org.uk. The castle remains are located about 20 miles northwest from the center of London, at Brownlow Road, Hertfordshire, Berkhamsted, United Kingdom. Charlie Munger said, "Let's go for the wonderful business." So after years of buying bargain purchase follies, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger realized that it is much better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. Now, when buying companies or common stocks, they look for first-class businesses accompanied by first-class managements. What makes a first-class business wonderful? It must have one or more economic moats. Charlie Munger observed that capitalism is a pretty brutal place. Yet, some good businesses can survive a little period of bad management. Warren Buffett said, "A truly great business must have an enduring moat that protects excellent returns on invested capital." Why these 70 businesses?